Salt Lake Chamber President and CEO Lane Beatty announced the formation of the Lift Utah Coalition, which supports connecting Wasatch Mountain ski resorts.
This is a study. This is a coalition of people coming together to, like I say, make sure that we're asking all the right questions, making sure that the answers that come back to whatever those questions are going to be are well thought out and looked at.
Beatty, along with Sandy Mayor Tom Dolan and former U.S. Senator Jake Garn, are co-chairing the coalition, which will be responsible for answering key questions about water quality and other environmental issues.
When we look at the connectivity, it gives us an opportunity to literally connect them in a method that actually some represent could help clean our air. And if we could do that, wow, it would be phenomenal for us to have the greatest snow on earth, to literally have the best quality water that we have from the mountains, and literally take cars out of the canyons would be absolutely critical for us.
Mike Gore, managing director of the Canyons Resort, who also sits on the coalition, called the announcement a great day in Utah's tourism industry. The most notable Interlink project discussed so far is Ski Link, a plan to connect canyons and solitude, which Gore says could be just the beginning of connecting the canyons.
What other coalition members have said, they are in support of Ski Link, with some expectations that it goes through a rigorous public approval process.
The Salt Lake Chamber says that in order for it to support Ski Link, it must be a net benefit for the environment, go through a rigorous review process in Salt Lake and Summit counties, and be considered along with other transportation options.
Something smells, ski stink.
But nearly 40 protesters who gathered outside the building where the Lift Utah Coalition was announced are skeptical, to say the least. Carl Fisher, executive director of Save Our Canyons, questions any sort of data coming out of the new coalition.
It was supported by horrible data that wouldn't ever stand up anywhere other than, for dog and pony show events like they had upstairs.
Fisher says the group is building a coalition of opposition to counter Monday's coalition of support of linking the resorts. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.